With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A vote expected today in the House on formalizing the Biden impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who appears to have the votes he needs to advance the inquiry, says an uncooperative White House leaves the GOP with no other options.
Following the facts to where they lead is hitting a stone wall, because the White House is impeding that investigation now. They're not allowing witnesses to come forward and thousands of pages of documents. So we have no choice. To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step.
It's an issue that's falling along party lines. No Democrats are expected to vote yes on advancing the inquiry into the president and the numerous questions about his family's business dealings. Also, at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve today will announce its latest decision on interest rates. The Fed expected to leave its key benchmark rate right where it is. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
I think the Federal Reserve should be feeling increasingly good about where the economy is at the moment. Unemployment recently edged down to 3.7%, and the trends on inflation are positive in the sense of they're coming down from the peak.
And the Fed's decision comes as the government reports that the rate of inflation did tick down slightly from October to November.
The latest government data shows consumer prices rose 0.1% from October to November, with core prices up slightly more at 0.3%. Prices were down for gasoline, fuel oil, new vehicles, and clothing, along with meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, but were up for utility, gas service, and electricity, grocery products like cereals, bakery products, fruits, vegetables, and non-alcoholic beverages, along with used cars, housing, medical care, and transportation services.
And that's correspondent Jennifer King on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures are up 37 points. NASDAQ futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. Bad news for Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jock Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him space to worship in. Now Boyd is returning the favor. A twister ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church over the weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up. The two pastors have been friends for some time, both attending American Baptist College in Nashville. This is SRN News. The Senate today expected to give final approval to the National Defense Authorization Act.
The bill almost got tabled on Tuesday by GOP Senator Josh Hawley, angry that it fails to reauthorize the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
It is not right.
Not right, he says. The nation should turn its back on those impacted by the Defense Department's development of nuclear energy.
And tens of thousands of Americans who have relied on this program for 30-plus years for life-saving help and treatment will get nothing.
The Senate is expected to give final passage to the bill today and send it to the House. Bob Agner reporting.
An analysis by news organizations finds that it's unclear if enough eligible Atlanta voters signed a petition to force a citywide referendum on a law enforcement training center. The fight over the $90 million center, derided by critics as Cop City, has made national headlines, occasionally turning violent. More details at SRNNews.com.